Welcome to Fragmented, an Android developer podcast where we talk about building good software and becoming better Android developers. I'm Don Felker, and I'm not a singer. Welcome to episode 19. Okay, here we go. So today we're going to talk a little bit about enforcing non-instanciability with the private constructor. What does that even mean? It's a good question. So let's think about it in just regular layman's terms. What it means is we have a class, basically, that we want to put a private constructor on so no one can instantiate it. No one can create an instance of that class. That's basically what it means in short. Now, this fragment today can be really short. This tip is item number 4 in Joshua Block's excellent book called Effective Java. And it's a very short tip. I mean, you could literally read it end to end in about 45 to 60 seconds and you're done and you kind of get the gist of it. So today will be pretty short. We're just going to talk a little bit about what it does and maybe how it relates to some of the classes in Android and how you could actually use it. So in the book, Effective Java, Joshua Block talks about how occasionally you want to write a class. It's just a grouping of static fields or maybe static methods. Now, unfortunately, these classes have unfortunately had a bad reputation because some people see them as developers trying to get away from the typical object-oriented nature of Java, saying, well, this is an object. Well, why are you trying to create a class that cannot be instantiated? Like, what's the point of that? But there is a usefulness here because sometimes we do have a bunch of related methods that we need to work on with arrays, or maybe there's some math stuff we need to work with. And examples of this is the java.lang.math package, the java.util.arrays, and so forth. Now, a lot of those things, we don't really need to instantiate an instance of the class. The same thing goes for the collections class, which we've all kind of seen before, like collections.emptyList. That, if you take a look at the implementation, uses a private constructor. So you can use them to group methods together on a class and use them instead of extending a class. So how you end up doing this is really simple. You just slap a private constructor on there. Now, Joshua kind of goes into some more details of saying that, you know, utility classes weren't designed to be instantiated and an instance would be nonsensical. And so in the absence of an explicit constructor, the compiler by default provides a public parameterless default constructor. So what we're trying to do is attempt to enforce non-instanciability by making a class non-instanciable. Now, if you were to do that with just making the class abstract, that wouldn't work. Why wouldn't that work? Well, pretty simple, because you could just extend that class and then create a constructor for it. So the best way to go about doing this is to basically just create a private constructor in your class. So let's just say you have a class. Let's call it like date time utils. And you want to make sure that class is not instantiated. So you say public class date time utils. Inside of there, you'd create a private constructor. So private date time utils, open and close parentheses. That should be good enough to go. Now, Joshua does go on to even make it even deeper and say, look, inside of that constructor, you should possibly even throw a new assertion error, meaning that, hey, if for some reason, someone inside of that class, maybe you're adding a new method and you accidentally call the constructor, you want it to actually break because no one should be actually calling that constructor ever. But it's not necessary, but it's something that you could do. Now, how does this relate to Android? Now, you may know this or you may not know this. A lot of classes that you use in Android actually are, you can't instantiate them. What's the first one that probably comes to your mind? Hopefully it's the log class, android.log. Take a look at it. You're using log.d, log.i, you know, we, and the favorite one, WTF. So that's an example. Another one is text utils. How many times have I seen text utils dot is empty? That's a very popular class inside of Android that's used as well. There's other popular open source libraries out there, such as Butterknife has a utils .java file. And if you take a look inside of that, Jake and whoever has written that file has actually created a private constructor in there. So you cannot instantiate the utils class. I've done this many times as well at various clients. And what I'll usually do is maybe create a view utils class. We have a bunch of things where we may do certain things with views, like animate them or fade them in, fade them out, or hiding them without having to do a bunch of casting, or find view by ID by using some generics magic, which you've kind of probably seen. And all those will also have a private constructor as well. Some people do the same thing if they're putting constants in a constants.java file and they don't want anyone to instantiate that class. They'll just create a slap a private constructor on there and then make all of the fields public static final. And so you can't instantiate that constants class. So there's a bunch of different ways that you could do this. Mainly it's just so you don't let anyone create an instance of it. There's no reason to create an instance of a utility class for the most part. Now, they're not saying that that's the end all be all, but there are instances where you may want to create it. But this again is just item 4 in Joshua Block's Effective Java book. And that pretty much covers it. Okay, that pretty much wraps up today's short little episode. You can find the show notes for this episode at fragmentedpodcast.com/episode/19. If you have any feedbacks or suggestions, feel free to reach out and let us know. We've actually had quite a few people ask us if we would be interested in doing a questions-only show. So these would be questions from you, the listeners. We would love to hear from you. If you do have any questions in regards to Android development or anything mobile in general, please let us know. You can go to fragmentedpodcast.com/contact. Submit your question in there, and then we will compile the questions and do a listener question show here in the very near future. If you'd like to get in touch with Don, you can, which is me, you can go ahead and reach out to me at Twitter at Don Felker or to my website, which is donfelker.com. If you want to reach out to Kaushik, you can reach him on Twitter at Kaushik Gopal or his website at kaush.co. Until next time. We'll be right back.